From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told ABC News on Sunday that if North Korea agrees to full denuclearization, the United States is prepared to provide security assurances for the Pyongyang government and even allow private American investment to help build the country's inadequate electoral grid.
We will have to provide security assurances to be sure. This has been the trade-off that has been pending for 25 years. No president has ever put America in a position where the North Korean leadership thought that this was truly possible, that the Americans would actually do this, would lead to the place where America was no longer held at risk by the North Korean regime.
Also on Sunday, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham told CBS News that under certain conditions, he would be okay with American troops leaving South Korea.
If you had a peace treaty that ended the Korean War, you had a verifiable agreement where North Korea gave up their nuclear weapons and they really meant it and we could prove it, then I'd leave it up to the president if he wanted to reduce troops and send them somewhere else.
The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for two suicide bombings at three Christian churches in Indonesia's second largest city. At least 11 people were killed and dozens injured in Surabaya on Sunday. Afghan officials say a group of gunmen, including suicide bombers, stormed a government building in Nangarhar province Sunday, killing at least 12 people and wounding 42 others. A government spokesman told VOA the attack in the provincial capital of Jalalabad began with a suicide bombing at the entrance to the Provincial Directorate of Finance. This is VOA News.